go San Jose. Enjoy the day.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. If you or someone you love uses the bone strengthener Fosamax or Boniva, you'll want to listen to this. The FDA is investigating the medications to see if they might eventually make your bones weaker. Here's ABC's Stephen Portnoy.
The makers say Fosamax can help women with osteoporosis.
To help reverse bone loss.
But Carol Ames is one of several women who contacted ABC News, saying they suddenly broke their femurs while taking the drug.
I walked into my husband's bedroom and my leg just broke.
The FDA says at this point the data show no clear connection between Fosamax and the femur fractures, but the agency promises to continue its review. Until it's completed, the FDA says patients should not stop taking Fosamax unless told to by their doctors. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
The Senate has passed a bill that will extend unemployment benefits even further for those who still cannot find work.
It's another indication of the focus of this Congress squarely on the job situation. This bill extends through the end of the year additional unemployment benefits, subsidies to pay 65% of health insurance costs for people without jobs, and a package of business tax breaks, which sponsors say will help create jobs.
ABC's Vic Ratner on Capitol Hill. President Obama is off to another city. This time it's St. Louis to push for health care reform. While back in Washington, Republicans continue to speak out against it.
They're going to wind up with a bill that cuts Medicare by $500 billion and foists a huge tax increase in the form of a Medicaid mandate off to the states.
Mississippi Senator Roger Wicker. Virginia's General Assembly is the first in the nation to approve legislation that bucks any attempt by President Obama to implement a national health care overhaul. Checking the markets just before the close, the Dow up 4 points, the NASDAQ up 18 points. You're listening to ABC News.
Ford and Lincoln Mercury Service presents Mike Rowe talking about the right time to have your vehicle serviced.
Oh, I don't know. I guess now would be good.
Now, California Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealerships have the Works Fuel Saver package. Oil change, tire rotation, multi-point inspection, and more. Just $29.95 or less after $10 rebate.
So then, right now.
Ford and Lincoln Mercury Service. Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. See participating dealership for mail-in rebate details through 32710.
Just tell me, is it now?
It's now, Mike.
Everybody loves a big hit, whether it's a big hit in baseball, in music, or in movies. And in seafood, our own big hit is back. Spectacular seafood specials at Perkins Restaurants. Exciting seafood entrees like our new orange teriyaki tilapia, grilled shrimp with broccoli risotto, and our shrimp basket with crispy no-tail shrimp and fries. Spectacular seafood specials available now, but only for a limited time, so don't wait. Perkins, breakfast is just the beginning.
Nobody was hurt in a bizarre accident in Pompano Beach, Florida, when a drawbridge over the intracoastal waterway suddenly opened, trapping four workers who had been doing repairs high in the air. This woman saw it happen.
All the workers were up at the top, and it started going up, and all the workers were hollering, and I thought, surely it will stop, and it just kept going up, and the welder and the acetylene torches all came crashing down.
They were stuck up there for a while, but all the workers did get down safely. Maybe you've seen that TV show, I Didn't Know I Was Pregnant. Well, ABC's Jim Hickey has the story of a woman who could be in an upcoming episode.
Kelly Bottom was having a little stomach pain and had to lay down on the floor.
I realized it was more than just pains.
Much more. It was a baby.
2 pushes and I had him.
Brian Sims had come into the world with only his mom to help.
I knew I had to cut the umbilical cord.
She had things to do. Her other son was waiting at school.
And I had to go get him.
The thing is, Kelly had no idea she was pregnant and wasn't planning on having another baby.
But now he's here.
And says she would take nothing else for him. Jim Hickey, ABC News.
Who is the midnight knitter? Police in West Cape May, New Jersey, are looking for whomever has been covering tree branches and lamp poles with little multicolored sweaters. Police have dubbed it guerrilla crocheting. Some people think the sweaters are adorable. Even those who don't like them say they're a whole lot better than graffiti. This is ABC News.
As a pediatrician,
as an RN,
as a family doctor, it's my job to not only treat illness,
but also help families to prepare for and prevent it, especially with flu season upon us.
And being prepared means having an accurate thermometer.
One that's accurate, fast, easy to use,
and can take temperatures of all family members, even if they're asleep, with just a gentle scan of the forehead.
Being prepared means having the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Doctor's orders.
Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Home model. Available at Walmart and other fine retailers.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
A large fire in the South Bay triggers a shelter in place. KGO Radio News Time 105. I'm Brett Burkhart. The smoke can be seen for miles. KGO's Rob Artigo is on the scene near San Jose International.
And if you're downtown San Jose right now, it certainly looks like the fire is coming from the airport. But in fact, it's actually coming from west of the airport on Rita Avenue here. It's a recycling yard or a building in the recycling area. I haven't gotten close enough yet to see the accident, but I do see the smoke up. There are several fire trucks from around the area. Mutual aid was called, and last I heard it was a 3-alarm that may have changed, but mutual aid meaning that they have fire trucks and various emergency vehicles from around the area that come in from outside of San Jose. Some of those are staging and not getting actively into the fight right now, and I see an ambulance here without its lights on.
All right, we just lost you there, Rob?
Yes.
Okay, sorry, you cut out there for a second, but you saw an ambulance arriving to the scene?
An ambulance arriving to the scene is not, it does not have its lights on, does not look like it's heading directly to the fire area right now. It's one of those vehicles that is actually staging and preparing in the event that it is called, and the smoke is pretty much heading south. It's heading across a lot of businesses in the area. I see people standing in that smoke. If there's a shelter in place in effect for this area, then those people probably are not aware of it. So we'll keep an eye on this. They're dumping water on it from above. They have the ladder extended, and a firefighter up there dumping it directly on the top, and they have fire crews around the area. But we'll check on this, and we'll get back to you, Brett.
All right, KGO's Rob Artigo live at the scene. This is just west of San Jose International. Shelter in place has been called for the area around Lafayette and Reed Streets. It is a clear day outside, which is no surprise. You can see the smoke from miles. Our web editor, Jen Poole, is on the San Mateo Bridge. She said it's very visible from there. Want to check traffic around the rest of the Bay Area? KGO's Terry Rouse has the update.
In Oakland, North 880 at 29th, accident cleared. You're back up to Hagenberger. San Leandro, west 580 before Benedict. There's a two-car crash in the Center Divide. Get quality now. Get savings now. It's the Nissan Now sales event. The best deals ever on their best cars ever. Offer ends soon. Get to a Nissan dealer now. Terry Rouse, KGO Radio News.
Partly sunny and breezy this afternoon. It'll be clear and chilly tonight. Mostly sunny and more mild tomorrow. Chance of rain on Friday. Your next update on this big fire burning near San Jose International Airport coming up at the bottom of the hour or when it breaks. It's 53 in San Francisco. I'm Brett Burkhart. We join Dr. Dina Dell, already in progress.
And, as I started to think about it, the reaction to this is, of course, fairly negative, and most people treat this with disgust. And I thought, why is it okay to drink the body fluids of a cow? Certainly, we find it. Visually, aesthetically, psychologically, spiritually, and emotionally, we find a breast more satisfying, don't we, than a cow's udder. And yet we are turned off by this. Yet all babies drink it. Anyway, I read the article with fascination. I won't get into the details. It doesn't seem like anybody noticed that it tasted a lot like anything unusual. And they compared it to other cheeses that you might know, a little softer, you know, etc. And, of course, a lot of people saying, hey, this is one of God's greatest natural foods. What do you think? So I'm just interested in why. I mean, doctors say, oh, you can't do that. You could get HIV or hepatitis. Okay. But I'm just interested in the psychological reaction to it. Most people would be very turned off by it. And yet I can't quite see the logic of that. All right. Especially when you go to this story. Here, people are using bird poop as a facial. Here, the exclusive importers of processed nightingale droppings used for centuries by geisha in Japan to brighten and smooth their skin, and now it's the hottest thing in a facial. So bird poop is okay, but breast milk cheese is not. Just throwing it out there. Okay, now we're going to get into a series of stories on a subject that a lot of you don't like to talk about. I have no problem talking about it. Probably more of you don't object to talking about the way we all got here. It's called SEXX. This first story is peripherally related. And I wonder if our nation's politicians are hip to this and going to make sure we ban it. Because who knows how often women are doing what Megan Mariah Barnes did here. A 37-year-old arrested in Florida after causing a two-car crash in a highway because she was shaving her bikini line behind the wheel. And if that doesn't make you twitch, it gets better. Well, her ex-husband, who was sitting in the passenger seat, was holding the steering wheel for her. She got a DUI, driving with a suspended license. She had a lot of other problems. And then, of course, there's a whole bunch of questions here. Reading a version from a blogger who's very, very funny. Most of them I can't ask you in terms of, like, why. Why your husband couldn't drive, why he can't pull over, where is she going in such a rush that she needs to get herself ready. What were they up to? I have no idea. What these two are up to is now world news. Evidently, we're the last to hear about this. Nicolas Sarkozy and Carla Bruni, both having affairs. All I thought to myself was, now, if talk radio ever needed a boost in ratings, we need this to happen in this country. Can you imagine a president and a first lady in this country both getting caught having affairs? If you need any more of a description of the difference between French culture and U.S. culture, man, this is it. Because to them, it's like, ho-hum. While we, of course, go on and on and on, you know, trying to count the number of angels on the head of a pin. And, of course, I'm thinking of the Bill Clinton introduction to sex and what is sex. And that's what I want to talk to you about a little bit later on, because we've updated this information. And I think you're going to find this Kinsey Institute survey of Americans in terms of what you think sex is. What is sex is going to blow you away. And keep in mind where we all began, the upset over oral sex in the White House. All right. Here's another twist. Here is a cancer nurse. Evidently, a very fine cancer nurse, works with terminal patients, hospice, etc. Now, she denies the third time, but at least two times, she has wound up going out and sleeping with the husbands of women who have died in her care. It was not at the same time. As far as I can tell here, it was many, many months or even longer later. Is this verboten? Is there something having to do with healing or her feeling sorry for these men? Or is this a good thing? Is this positive? I can't wrap my arms around this thing. There's a part of me that, you know, there's a romantic streak in me. There's a part of me a little repulsed by it. I mean, a woman has the right to do what she wants to. It's like the rules we have about doctors. You know, doctors can't have sex with a patient. And I can give you lots of exceptions, I think, where I could change your mind when doctors move to rural areas and there's no way they're going to date or, I mean, that they're, everybody in the town is their patient. Does that mean a doctor has to, you know, be celibate and single all their lives because of these silly rules? Anyway, she's evidently an amazing nurse in supporting cancer patients. And she was divorced herself, so her record's clean. And there's a question for you. I don't think any ethicist has ever thought about how long should a nurse wait before sleeping with a husband of a woman who was in her care who passed away. This is not a surprise to me. And the question is to me the physiology of it, that healthier men, no matter what their age is, are going to have better sex and more frequent sex and desire it more often than healthier even women. And a healthier sex life means a longer life. Now, you can read, I mean, Eat, Drink, and Be Merry, I made a big play, and I have it all my years on the radio, that sex is an extremely healthy activity. This paper is in the British Medical Journal. It was written by University of Chicago researchers. And the supposition that men think about sex more than women is true, but it's not new. And there are some interesting implications. Now, first of all, men thinking about it and having more sex. Women live longer, so you have to take it into account. A woman is likely to spend the last 5 years of her life without a partner. It goes on and on as to why it might be. The emotional and physical satisfaction of the experience was all a part of it, and the people rated their health and the quality of their sex life from poor to excellent. Sex regularly is two or three times a month. Whew, that seems pretty... Not, that's not regular sex to me, but I'll lay that up to all of you. Sex was defined by 57 to 85-year-old group as any mutually voluntary activity with another person that involves contact, whether or not intercourse or orgasm occurs. You're going to find that in this survey, it's different than the survey I'm going to tell you about, which really gets into details. Interesting. The drive for sex among men and the feeling that they get from sex is high quality, does not diminish with age. I'll repeat that. The drive for sex among men and the feeling that the sex they get is high quality does not diminish with age. I'm so happy to see it in black and white. I mean, I said it in Eat, Drink, and Be Merry, and I've said it myself, that sex can get better and better with age, contrary to the nonsense you hear propagated by young people who don't know anything about it. If men stay in good shape, they can enjoy more years, and they're using this for health promotion. Among 75 to 85-year-old men, 4 out of 10 still having sex, 2 out of 10 women in that age group. And it isn't that older women don't desire sex. It's a, you know, glass half full, half empty here. It's a big hunk of older women still having sex, but they describe passionate love and sex the way younger people do. It's just the availability of partners that's important. And then on that subject, last but not least, National Sleep Foundation study finding quite amazing. 20 to 30% of those polls says their lack of sleep leads them to be too tired for sex, but it is ethnic. First, Asian people less likely to watch TV in the hour before bed compared to blacks and Hispanics. And when you get into the details here, there are bedtime routines that that are different in terms of who consumes alcohol, who doesn't. You know, job-related activities, what people do before they go to bed. And something you didn't need me to tell you is that a lot of people feel too tired. All right, this is kind of hard to read. It's a document just got freed up about waterboarding. And I know Dick Cheney called it a dunk in the water, but recently released internal documents reveal that this enhanced interrogation practice is a little... It is way more detailed and carefully described than I really thought, to tell you the truth. It isn't that the CIA didn't think about it. They pump detainees full of so much water, they have special saline solutions to minimize the risk of death. They have a special gurney to tilt backwards at a perfect angle to maximize water entering the prisoner's nose and mouth, intensifying the choking sense, and it can be popped up quickly in case they stop breathing. 2-hour waterboarding session. Interrogators instructed to start pouring water right after the detainee exhales, so to ensure that they inhale water, not air. They can use their hands to dam the runoff and prevent water from spilling out of their mouths. They are allowed 6 separate 40-second applications in each 2-hour session. I mean, this is like interesting how accountants have laid this out. You can dump water over detainees' nose and mouth for a total of 12 minutes. And finally, to keep them alive, even if they inhale their own vomit, which is not an uncommon side effect, they're kept on a liquid diet. Ensure. Ensure Plus is what's given to them, a liquid diet ahead of time. A lot of human rights people say this is deeply disturbing and revolting, and the so-called science here is a total departure from the ethics or any legitimate purpose. And the thing I talked about last week was there's no medical literature, because they evidently asked some doctors about this, and we don't know who they are, and psychologists, but asked them about this, and they actually gave opinions. Now, with no medical research or scientific basis, how could a doctor give an opinion? All right, this one tells you something I've been telling you. It has to do with herd immunity and vaccines. A study coming out of Canada that found inoculating children against the flu protects more people of all ages in the larger community because young people tend to spread the viruses through physical play. This has to do with herd immunity. And when you don't vaccinate your kids, you're putting the whole community at risk. Okay, here you go. And they use, by the way, Hutterite communities in Canada because they have limited outside contacts. Where 4 out of 5 children aged 3 to 15 were vaccinated, 3% of people got the flu. Where kids were not vaccinated against the flu, almost 8% of people got the flu, adults. This demonstrates the widely accepted concept of herd immunity. The vaccination programs can still be effective even if not everyone is vaccinated, which could have public health implications. So you've got to get enough. So in other words, there's a shortage of flu vaccines. You're better off vaccinating the young. And it tells you that when more people in the community are vaccinated, everybody is protected. And that's positive. And that's positive, right? Here's a young woman. I got to mention this. No, I got to mention two things. Let me do her, and then one last thing here. I don't know where you live, but where I live, you walk down a street. Well, not where I live, where I have lived. You walk down a street, especially in places like where, you know, you get more sunshine, and there's people's orange trees hanging over the sidewalk or hanging over into the yards, peach trees, plum trees, apple trees, etc. They fall to the ground and go to waste. So here is a young woman, founded Forage Oakland, backyard fruit sharing and bartering program for her community, Asiya Wadad. What a great idea. I mean, here's an amazing amount of organic fresh fruit that just rots. Now, a lot of you may live in a place with no oranges. You can't imagine it. But, you know, people in California, orange trees are everywhere. And it's not special to them. And they let them go to waste. And then, you know, fresh, delicious fruit's a terrible thing. So, man, she's got a website here. You can maybe start one in your, here, Forage Oakland, it's a blog. I'll bet you there's a website. It's Forage, F-O-R-A-G-E, Oakland. And you Google that, I'll bet you you'll find it. So that's under my heading of good ideas. All right, as I mentioned, it was Bill Clinton who brought this to the fore. And the question is not gone away in the latest survey. I think it's going to amaze you. It amazed me. The question I'm going to ask is, all right, what is sex and what is not sex? Does a lot of not sex add up to sex? We'll have that for you later. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. I'm Dr. Dina Dove.
Meet Patrick and Peggy English, owners of a new Chevy Malibu.
My wife had been a Toyota owner for many years and thought she always would be. With the Malibu, we were able to get the safety along with the other features that were important to us. I would recommend it to anybody who is looking for a family sedan, high quality, good mileage, and very safe.
I'm very, very happy with the car.
To hear more of Patrick and Peggy's story and to learn more about Malibu, visit Chevy.com and may the best car win.
People describe gout flares in painful ways. A blowtorch, a jackhammer, getting stepped on by a rhino in cleats. Okay, that's mine, but you get the point. Why put up with more flares than you have to? Especially when there may be better ways to fight for fewer flares over time by reducing the high uric acid that causes them. For information, go to gout.com and talk to your doctor about reducing uric acid and describe what it's like having fewer gout flares. Gout.com. Fight for fewer flares.
Years ago, Joseph Noonan was busted on 5 counts of tax evasion. He did time. The irony? Noonan used to be commissioner of the IRS. Anybody can have a tax problem. The real difference is in how you handle it. Want the best representation with better success than a guy who used to run the IRS? No matter how big your debt, even if you have liens and wage garnishments, Tax Resolution Services is there with gold standard representation for you with the IRS. Tax Resolution Services' specialty is a dogged determination in getting you a fair and just settlement. No matter how big your tax debt, no matter how you got there, get a favorable resolution. Hundreds of Tax Resolution clients say the same thing.
Go with Tax Resolution Services.
See Tax Resolution Services.
Tax Resolution Services. They're really, really wonderful people.
Go where you know it's going to work. Tax Resolution Services.
Call 866-477-7762. 866-477-7762. Tax Resolution Services.
Hi, I'm Alan Hyman, Chairman of Fremont Bank.
And I'm Sandy Fava, Vice President. Together we would like to thank the Bay Area homeowners who've refinanced their mortgages through Fremont Bank.
Refinancing can often mean lower payments and more money in your pocket.
Last year we helped over 14,000 homeowners refinance their mortgages, and we plan to help even more this year. Don't wait to refinance your mortgage and miss this low fixed rate. Right now we're offering a fixed rate mortgage as low as 4.375% APR with no closing costs or points.
To find out if refinancing your mortgage can save you money, just give us a call. Fremont Bank offers true, no closing cost loans.
To apply for a fixed rate mortgage with Fremont Bank with a rate as low as 4.375% APR, call 866-341-REFI. That's 866-341-REFI.
Certain restrictions apply. APR effective 2/25/2010, subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
do you want to feel today? Call 800-548-8255, 800-548-TALK, and be well with Dr. Dina Dell.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell here. Let's talk to Steve. How you doing, Steve? Welcome to the program.
Hi, Dr. Dell. How you doing?
Okay.
Hey, I had a question for you. Last October, I was climbing Half Dome with a friend of mine, and I had an event called a Takasebo event. That I guess they also call it acute myocardial studying from catecholamine. And I just kept hiking for 11 more hours and knew something was wrong, but ignored it. And after 2 days at home where I could hardly even move around without feeling like my chest was caving and I knew it was a sign of a heart attack, I went up to Stanford and they did an angiogram and they said, well, you haven't had a heart attack, but you've had this adrenaline-type stunning of your left ventricle, which reduced my heart capacity about 50%. And they told me that this happens with elderly women that get shocked emotionally or something for the loss of a loved one, but they said they have no idea why it happened to me.
Well, listen, I can understand it. First of all, it's quite interesting. We actually discussed this on the program a couple of weeks ago. Go and Google the article. Was from either the New York Times or Wall Street Journal, a good article, and it was called Broken Heart Syndrome. And that's the origin of all this. And the word you used, I wouldn't dare pronounce, is a Japanese word. If we're talking about the same thing, because it was the Japanese who figured this out, and that initially it's thought that any heavy emotional experience is capable of doing this. And it can be something obviously heavy, like the loss of a loved one, say someone you love dies, or even with romance, as well as, I think, your situation, you're climbing Half Dome. Now, I've never done that. My wife's done it a few times, with even kids on her back. So she's a very special kind of person. I looked at that thing. You want me to do what? Okay, there's a cable or a rope, but unless you're prepared for it, as you know, that's a heavy-duty deal. And especially if you're a person who's not in shape. You're at altitude. There's no turning back. Once you get on the face of that rock and you're going up the bald face of it, you can't go backwards. There's people behind you, and you're climbing almost vertically. So I would suggest that you had a large outpouring of adrenaline, which is, you know, par for the course, and why your heart was sensitive enough to it. And these are people who have symptoms of a heart attack. It looks like they're having a heart attack, and they can even die. But the coronary arteries are clean. And when I was in medical school, I think this kind of thing often happened then, but we didn't know what it was. And I was taught that when you see an autopsy, someone who died of everything that seems like a heart attack, but their coronary arteries are clean, that the coronary arteries may have temporarily spasmed from adrenaline, and that causes a lack of oxygen. Now, for this, it looks like there's a direct action of adrenaline right on the heart muscle. And I tell you something, I would say, Steve, that you're a lucky fellow to get it diagnosed. I don't think most doctors would think of it as a diagnosis. I certainly wouldn't until I've learned more about it. So why don't you go look it up online under Broken Heart Syndrome, and then start with that article. Then you can go out to learn more, and then anything else comes up, let me know. All right? Let's talk to Tony. How you doing, Tony? Welcome.
Hi.
Hi.
I have a question. It was recommended to me by a physical therapist that I should think about having Botox injected into my jaw to prevent night clenching, clenching of my teeth at nighttime. I wear a night guard, but I just clamp on to the guard, which protects my teeth, but I'm still clamping down. So my dentist thinks it's a horrible idea, and I was curious what you thought.
I'd never heard of it. I wouldn't do it. I've never heard of it being done to anybody. You try to inject enough Botox into your jaw muscles to stop you from clenching, you might stop yourself from chewing, and you could walk around with slack jaw and drooling all the time. To my knowledge, that's not done, but remember, I said to my knowledge, and I don't know everything, of course. I would certainly support someone studying it if it hasn't. I think right now, of course, we've used Botox for so many muscle spasm conditions that would astound you in the stuff we've done with it. You know, some of it sounding contradictory, like injecting it into sphincters to help with continence, and as well as, you know, wiggling eyeballs and spastic shoulders. So it's not beyond the realm of possibility, but I don't know it. So the only thing I know I tell people to do is jaw relaxation exercises, and you'd be amazed that they can be effective. Most of us have clenched jaws because most of us can't take your, you can't grab the front of your jaw and flop it up and down. It's the skin that's moving. I can do it because I practice, you know, so blah, 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 clenching my teeth so you can hear it. So our jaws are always under tension, learning to relax. And then I talk to a sleep person. They can sometimes help you with this. I still keep the guard because it's protecting your teeth, you know, from grinding down. And it's just part, I think, of a stress anxiety spectrum, but not always. Can be innate. All right. All right. I want to talk to you about if I ask you, what is sex? How would you answer? I'm going to give you the answers in a second. 1-800-548-TALK.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. Firefighters are just pouring water on a fire in a recycling yard in Santa Clara, and it does seem to be having an effect. KGO's Rob Artigo is on the scene. Rob?
We're at a recycling yard just west of the San Jose International Airport, and the big problem here is that fire crews can't actually walk in and get to the courtyard where this recycling material is located. We understand it is plastic recycling material from computers and other electronic devices. What they are doing to attack this fire is they have three ladder trucks, all of them pouring as much water as they can, coming straight from above down onto this fire. Again, in a courtyard, this is the Kaiser Technologies recycling area. Apparently, none of the buildings are involved, although that is, of course, a very serious danger at this point. I am saying in the last couple of minutes, though, that the smoke is starting to die down quite a bit, really for the first time since this fire began, and maybe that means that they're getting the upper hand on this fire. They've got backup crews scattered all around this area waiting just in case they get called in. But it looks like at this point, all they're doing is keeping it contained into the one area where the recycling material is located and attacking this thing from above with three ladder trucks, one from San Jose, another from Santa Clara, and across the way, another truck I can't identify. But that's the status right now. Reporting live in Santa Clara, I'm Rob Artigo, KGO Radio News.
Do they still have the shelter in place, Rob?
We haven't been able to talk to anyone official out here, so the official word on the shelter in place is something that I can't give you from the scene.
All right, might be a good idea just for precautions. A new national poll shows half the people in the country want to fire their member of Congress, believing that Congress people are more concerned with re-election than the good of the country. Just 22% approve of Congress, 53% approve of President Obama's performance. The weather will be clear tonight. Temperatures in the 40s by the bay, the 30s inland, mostly sunny tomorrow, rain on Friday. We now join Dr. Dean Adell's program In Progress.
The Mega Millions jackpot is always big, so we're asking Californians to imagine what they'd do if they won.
If I won millions of dollars,
quiet on the set,
I'd help my brother live his dream and bring his screenplay to life.
Roll sound. 408, take two. Action!
Then we just have to figure out what to wear when we walk the red carpet.
Play today. Drawings are every Tuesday and Friday. Mega Millions from the California Lottery. Imagine what a buck could do. Must be 18 or older to play. Please play responsibly. The Mega Millions jackpot is always big, so we're asking Californians to imagine what they'd do if they won.
Now, if I won millions of dollars, I'd hire myself some famous chefs, like ones on TV. And one day a year, they'd prepare and serve their very best food in soup kitchens all across the state. Bon appetit.
Play today. Drawings are every Tuesday and Friday. Mega Millions from the California Lottery. Imagine what a buck could do. Must be 18 or older to play. Please play responsibly.
Do you have a bed you never use, taking up space in a guest room? Do your guests have to sleep on an uncomfortable sofa bed or air mattress? There's a better option. A versatile wall bed from Valet Custom Cabinets and Closets. Your guests will enjoy all the comfort of a normal bed without taking up space year-round. Valet Custom Cabinets and Closets offers the Bay Area's largest selection of sizes, styles, and features. Choose from vertical and horizontal opening beds, wall beds with tables, and even beds that open by themselves. They're perfect for home offices and spare rooms, and Valet's designers can help you create the ideal custom solution. Cheryl A. of San Jose said,
"We love our new bed. All who've seen it have been wowed."
So before the in-laws visit or the kids come home from college, call Valet Custom Cabinets and Closets at 866-5-CUSTOM through April 30th combined with other cabinetry and save 20% on the additional work. Call 866-5-CUSTOM to get started or go to valetcustom.com. That's VALET custom.com.
Hey, it's Gil Gross here. Still seeing better in 2020 thanks to Wavefront LASIK with Harvard MD and 49ers eye doctor, Dr. Scott Hiver. So what about you? I mean, you're ready to get rid of your glasses and contact lenses like I did? Then this is the perfect time because Dr. Scott Hiver is now offering the new all-laser LASIK. All-laser LASIK is a new, safer, more precise way to fix your distance vision and to keep your night vision clear and sharp. And now on your approved credit, you can spread your payments over 24 months interest-free. That's just about $7.50 a day for your chance to be totally free of your glasses and contact lenses. But this offer expires March 31st, so call now and schedule your free all-laser LASIK evaluation with Dr. Scott Hiver. He can see you in Daly City, San Ramon, or Santa Clara. Just call 800-454-2747. That's 800-454-2747. Or go to scotthiver.com. That's S-C-O-T-T-H-Y-V as in vision, E-R, .com.
Spas, spas, spas. The Spa Pool and Sauna Show is here this weekend. A sale so massive it's being held in two locations. The Santa Clara County Fairgrounds and the San Mateo Event Center. See rows and rows of spas, hot tubs, gazebos, barbecues, pools, swim spas, and saunas. You can't afford to miss this event. Pricing may never be this low. Everything must go. Save big. Spas from $29.95. Save thousands at the Spa Pool and Sauna Show this weekend at the Santa Clara Fairgrounds and the San Mateo Event Center. Admission is free. For details, call 1-800-SPA-SALE. That's 1-800-SPA-SALE.
Mancini Sleep World wants you to rest easy and save big during their one price, any size sale. Visit sleepworld.com and start sleeping better tonight.
And the confusion is a problem for researchers in the area of sex ed and sex health. The essence of misclassification is simple. People are either incorrectly classified as having sex or incorrectly classified as not having sex. And misclassification causes a lot of problems in interpersonal relationships, too, if you know what I mean. And a lot of writers have some very funny pieces on this, you know, that have spin-offs here, especially Mark Morford. I just love his writing. And he just did a piece on it today that's hysterical. I can't read it to you. All right, let's talk to Terry. How you doing, Terry? Welcome.
Good, thank you. I sit down for most of the day, and I was wondering if wearing any type of support underwear helps.
Underwear, as opposed to support hose?
And, I don't want to use the word girdle, but just something that I heard if you stand all day that you should wear support pantyhose.
Well, okay, let's talk about it. I would say the midsection of your body is less important. The issue you're looking at is edema, fluid in the legs, and the flow of venous blood. And indeed, sitting all day long, there probably is a benefit to wearing support. Now, when I say support hose, and you use underwear and girdle, let's bring it all together. The part that's the most dependent, i.e., the lowest part of your body, let's say your feet and ankles, gravity will assuredly accumulate fluid there. When you get up in the morning, I use this example a lot, your eyes are puffy because you're horizontal when you sleep, and so the fluid distributes itself. By the end of the day, your eyes aren't puffy because the fluid is drained, and it's now down around your ankles. So a good pair of support hose, and by that I mean a well-designed pair, because not all created equal, will have more pressure around the ankle, a little less around the calves, a little less around the knee, so it's graduated. That way you don't cause the opposite, which is a band of material that's too tight, which will make everything worse. So it has to be designed right, and I think it would be advantageous if you're a person that might be prone to varicose veins or a person prone to swollen ankles. Probably the best idea is to put your feet up once in a while if you can. There are little exercises you can do with your feet, you know, to exercise your calf muscles, which is probably the best way to get blood and edema fluid out of your ankles and lower legs, and and get up and take a walk to the water cooler once in a while. So there are other strategies. As far as a girdle, something tight around the middle, I don't think you'd get much help out of that, and I think it could be restrictive and sometimes have the opposite type of a problem. All right, let's talk to Alan in Washington. How you doing, Alan?
Yeah, Dr. Dean Adele. Thanks for taking the call. Appreciate your service and what you provide. The question I have is my health insurance provider had sent a letter that has this Lifeline screening deal, doing ultrasound and carotid artery, and there was like five different things. I don't have the letter in front of me right now, but offering that service, and I was just wondering, what's the validity, how good, what's the outcomes from that?
That's funny. This is your insurance, this life insurance or health insurance?
Health insurance.
What are they up to? What are they up to? Are they offering to do it for free?
No, it's at a greatly reduced cost, you know.
Yeah, I personally wouldn't go near it. There is a lot of pushback in the medical profession about this, because when you do something like that in isolated fashion and not under the auspices of your doctor, the information can be misused, can wind up backfiring on you. There's nothing wrong with the tests, in other words, the ultrasound and the scanning, when mixed in with your entire medical record. Because what happens when you do this on the outside? Let's suppose you get one of these scans looking for calcium in your coronary arteries, and we all have some, and it comes back positive. You're fine, you're healthy, no heart problems. Your doctor is then obligated to do more studies to see what's going on. Now, certainly it's understandable. Those studies might lead to finding that, okay, you do have some clogged arteries. Then what do? You're going to get a stent? You're going to get, you know, balloon angiography? You're going to get a bypass? You get on a slippery slope here. And as far as we have done analyses to this date, we are finding that the risks outweigh the benefits. While occasional person might find out something they didn't know, a lot of people are going to get unnecessary, expensive, and potentially dangerous tests to disprove the finding of a test that is not definitive, and that is used as a very, very vague fallback guideline once in a while. The carotid artery deal is the same. It's the same thing. So they're not ready for prime time. Some doctors will use these specific tests when they have an index of suspicion, and they're just trying to avoid going to the next rung, which is something like angiography, which can be dangerous, and you have to justify its use. It saves lives when used appropriately, because then we really know what's going on inside your arteries. So I'm interested in the health insurance company doing this, because, let's see, you go out and pay for it, and then what's going to happen is if they find something, then your doctor's going to want to order a whole bunch of very expensive tests, and then the insurance company's going to deny it. So there's a catch-22 here. I'm wary of it. I've never heard this, and I'd love to know something about it, by the way. And if you have any information or names or a website we can go to, I will tell Heather to jump on the line and maybe get that information from you. But personally, without your doctor, your personal physician saying this could be a good idea because he knows your history, your background, your age, etc., I wouldn't go for it. All right, let's talk to Della in Wisconsin. How you doing, Della?
Doctor, how are you?
Fine.
I heard you on, I think it was radio station WIND.
Mm-hmm.
I heard you like early in the morning here in Wisconsin.
Okay.
The times changes. What I want to ask is, why do women have to be caressed? Why do women have to be hugged and kissed and whole held?
Well, you know something? I'll tell you something, Della. And I understand your question, where it's coming from, and I would just say, I don't know, why don't we all? I mean, I don't know that men are at any advantage because they don't hug or caress enough. It's very, by the way, cultural. Some cultures, people never caress in public. I don't think I've ever seen a Chinese couple, you know, that could not see each other for 5 years in a public at an airport or something like that. Very, very distant, you know, behind closed doors, I'm sure there's affection, but every culture is different. I think, Della, to answer your question, that it is mammalian. There have been a lot of experiments, for instance, with even animals, by the way, that are not known to live in social groups. You pick them up and you touch them and then put them back in the cage. And versus ones you don't even take out of the cage or touch, and you can measure all kinds of hormonal differences. We need skin fixes, and it's a very important way of communicating complex information. There was a study last month we did here on the air which found that touching was almost more important and communicated more complex emotions than the words we have for these things. And they did the study in various and sundry ways, had people blindfolded, then had people touch. And anyway, touch is extraordinarily important. I would say women, if indeed they crave touch more than men do, which I'm sure they probably do, that it might be hormonal. I don't think testosterone makes you want to be touched, but relates to simply the deeper emotional complexity that women have, and the need for emotional connection, which women seem to have more than men. And, you know, you look at it this way and you wonder how in the heck we all ever got along. You know, and where we all came from, because men and women, they had to do a little touching to create all of us. So I think it's primarily human, but I think there is a gender breakout, and it releases hormones inside of us that relax us, that make us feel good, and a whole bunch of other positive, wonderful, true, and real physiological changes. All right, 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. I'm Dr. Dean Adell.
How does Consumer's Digest determine if a car is a best buy? They drive it in the real world and put it through its paces. They rate its fit and finish and the amenities inside. They factor in purchase price and operating costs, fuel economy, and resale value. In short, they do what you do to test its quality. And the results? No one has more Consumer's Digest best buys for the 2010 model year than Chevy. Malibu, Traverse, Silverado Half Ton, Camaro, Equinox, Tahoe, and Corvette. Put them to your own test, and may the best car win. Qualified buyers can get 0% APR financing for 60 months on 2010 Malibu and Traverse models. Monthly payment is $1,667 for every $1,000 financed. Average example down payment is 9.6%. Not available with other offers. Some customers will not qualify. See dealer for details. Take delivery by 3/31/10. See your local Chevy dealer.
Just as important as making the choice to invest in gold is ensuring you acquire your gold from the right company. One indication that you're dealing with the right company is how long that company has been around. And Goldline has been serving gold and precious metals investors since 1960. Goldline has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. And Goldline offers a price guarantee program which allows you to reprice certain purchases if the prices fall. Ask Goldline about full details. As a Goldline client, you'll enjoy the benefits of dealing with a solid company. Goldline has been serving gold and silver investors for 50 years. Call Goldline at 800-556-4653. Ask them about the different payment options and read their important risk information about buying gold to see if it's right for you. 800-556-4653. Get the information right now. Tell them Mark Levin sent you, and you'll receive the American Advisor newsletter with the free investor kit. Call Goldline today at 800-556-GOLD. That's 800-556-4653.
If you want great prices on all of your St. Patrick's Day supplies, you don't need the luck of the Irish. Just come into Safeway. We have new everyday low prices on St. Patrick's Day and every day of the year. Plus, with so many fantastic club card specials, you'll feel like you're walking in a field of four-leaf clovers. This week with your club card, Safeway corned beef brisket point cut is only $1.59 a pound while supplies last. A pound of green cabbage is just 23 cents. What's St. Paddy's Day without beer? 8 packs of Guinness cans or 12 packs of Sierra Nevada or Heineken bottles are only $10.88 each, plus CRV in California. And be sure to pick up our new family-sized pasta meals at the Signature Cafe. 32.5 to 38.5 ounce sizes are only $6.99 each. Choose from chicken penne pasta a la Alfredo or pasta rigatoni a la bolognese while supplies last. From club card specials to our new everyday low prices, at Safeway, you'll always get what you want, when you want it, at the price you need. That's our promise. That's ingredients for life. Safeway.
Dr. Dean Adell here. Welcome back to the program. Phone number here, 1-800-548-TALK. Let's talk to Bella. How you doing, Bella?
Hello, Bella. Dr. Dean Adell.
Yes, ma'am.
I want to know how sex does have a timing. I was married for 25 years with 2 children and running around the day household. And I would be dead tired at the night time. At 10 o'clock, I would be sleeping in my bed. And my husband would stay downstairs and watch Johnny Carson's show. After the show would be over and I'm deep in my sleep, he would come and he disturbed me for sex. And how should I enjoy sex? Or early morning before he goes to work, 6 o'clock, he would wake me up to have sex and go work. I felt like toilet.
Well, don't feel like a toilet, Bella. This just has to do with how some men can be very insensitive to what sex is really about. And I guess I'm surprised that they're, I'm sure you brought this up, but it's very difficult for couples to talk about it. But this is a reflection of our culture, isn't it? It's like, you know, eating fast food versus a delicious meal. Everything's got to be on a schedule. We are a frenetic, overstressed, overanxious, neurotic society. And we try to fit sex in like we schedule the kids' soccer games. And then we don't understand why it's not working and why people don't feel connected and why we don't know enough about sex to even talk to our kids about it. So Bella, I'm sorry about the situation, but it would be very important, I think, to have been able to talk to him about it and get him to understand, dear, you know, I'm sleeping. Johnny Carson's not well. Johnny Carson was pretty good, I guess. He's got something there. But listen, I used to joke all the time how powerful our sexual instincts are and that they have to survive late night TV and war and pestilence and famine, by the way. So it is certainly not unreasonable if it ever came up or the, you know, for you to have said that to him and staked out your territory, you know, in a gentle fashion. I hear this kind of story a lot. And yet we wake up in the morning, we can't understand why we've become bored with our sex lives, or we're not interested anymore, or we suffer from such low libido. We Americans are not very sexy at all. We know how to use sex to sell things. But we don't are not a very sexy culture. We just think we are because of all the billboards and the movies. And one of the reasons is what I just mentioned. You know, we've just lost the ability, just like we have lost the ability to sit down to a nice family dinner and enjoy ourselves and take our time. So I think your lament, Bella, is A, is real. B, it is justified. And C, you know, after all these years of marriage, I'd sit and talk to him or haul him into a therapist to discuss it. And how could he not understand it? And he may have certain things that make him uncomfortable about it. This is a way for some men who are shy, not able to communicate themselves. We men are not good at this, right? We don't like using words, you know, for complex human behaviors. And he may feel, you know, this scheduling thing and you being asleep ahead of time relieves him of certain pressures and insecurities, you know, of his own. So I think this would be a really important subject for the two of you to talk about. All right. You do that and see how far you get. All right. I'll tell you what. Let me be smart here. We'll take a break. We'll come right back. Take some more phone calls. 1-800-548-TALK. Dr. Dean Adel here.
What are you doing?
Testing my air duct O-ray gun.
Your air duct O-ray gun?
Yeah, here, shoot me and I'll shrink to a size small enough to climb inside and clean out our dirty air ducts.
I am not going
to... You have allergies and asthma, don't you?
Yes, but Coit is coming to clean out our air ducts for 40% off.
40% off is quite a discount.
Yes.
I'll shrink myself then.
Curtis!
Woo! I'm 2 feet tall.
Curtis, I specifically called Coit because they're professionals with specially designed equipment to clean out the dust, dirt, pollen, and animal dander.
Yeah, we have cats.
Plus, clean air ducts will help us save on energy.
I'll be in and out before they get here. Oh, it's filthy in here.
If someone in your home suffers from allergies, asthma, or other respiratory problems, or you just like to save on energy costs, call the pros at 1-800-4-COIT. You'll get a money-back guarantee and save 40% during Coit's air duct sale.
How long will you stay small?
Oh, I don't know.
Apparently not long enough.
I'm stuck! Call Coit!
Call 1-800-FORCOIT and save 40% during Coit's air duct sale. People you trust Coit.
And now for the bonus round. If Rome wasn't built in a day, how long did it take?
3 business days. Oh, plus 1 Saturday.
Correct.
Ooh.
A good man is hard to find. Why?
Because he's so small.
Correct. Netflix delivers movies by mail, and now what other way?
Directly to your TV.
Correct! Netflix now delivers movies two ways. Instantly to your TV, plus DVDs by mail. Watch as many TV episodes and movies as you want for only $9 a month. Netflix! See terms of use.
From where I sit, I've seen magic.
From where I sit, I get chills up my spine.
From where I sit, I see the panda dance.
Hey, Giants fans, where will you sit? Get your season ticket and you get a chance to meet your favorite Giant face-to-face. That's right, it'd be you and the panda. Matt Cave, Tim Lincecum, 2-time Cy Young Award winner. How great is this?
From where I sit, I never actually sit. I'm all jumping up and down.
Go to sfgiants.com/season or call 415-972-2298. Grab your season ticket. It's magic inside.
I knew it was the car, and I wanted it. And it was all good, everything, from the price, the performance, the experience. It was a win-win all the way.
Your Mercedes is waiting at 1-800-NEW-BENZ and 1-800-NEW-BENZ.com. Shop over 400 new and certified pre-owned Mercedes from the combined inventories of Mercedes-Benz of San Francisco and Mercedes-Benz of Oakland. Choose the exact vehicle you want. Call 1-800-NEW-BENZ or go to 1-800-NEW-BENZ.com, like Terry from Alameda.
Clearly, this economy's rough, and so it seemed counterintuitive to buy a Mercedes, but I felt like I got the best value in the world, and I made the best decision.
Call 1-800-NEW-BENZ. During our spring event, driving a Mercedes-Benz is more affordable than ever. Shop Mercedes-Benz of San Francisco and Mercedes-Benz of Oakland.
I think it makes it affordable for, like, almost anyone.
Your Mercedes is waiting at 1-800-NEW-BENZ.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the program. Let's talk to Anthony. How you doing, Anthony?
Hi. How are you today, Dr. Dean Dale?
Fine, sir.
I'm getting a called a Barvelt tube shunt in my eye for glaucoma.
Wow. How old are you?
I am 35 years old.
Yeah, well, you're young for it. Okay, go ahead.
I just had my retina reattached, and now I'm having pressure problems, and they want to put this shunt in my eye, and I just wanted to get your opinion on... if this is okay for some, because I'm really active. I work out at the gym a lot. I do a lot of active things. If this is going to be something that seems like it'd be okay for.
Yeah. How's your vision? How's your vision in that eye?
It's not too good.
Yeah. So you're playing already with an eye that isn't too good. And how desperate do you get? And how aggressive? Well, listen, after having a retinal detachment, you know, this is one of those little domino things. You can wind up with high pressure in the eyeball. A lot of people don't think of the eyeball has a certain amount of pressure. Too high is very bad and too low is very bad. And the old timers could feel it. You know, if you're very delicate and you push on your eyeball, you can kind of feel, you can dent it a little bit. So the pressure inside is absolutely critical to seeing. Well, this is new. It's high tech. It works. And it, for you, a young active guy, you might just find this a better mousetrap than taking drops, which may not be as effective. And I'm sure it's a very subspecialized thing. It's not only you're dealing with ophthalmologists, which is already a subspecialty, but ophthalmologists who specialize in glaucoma work and this type of surgery. So putting a little tube in just to keep the fluid draining so high pressure doesn't build up. Physically makes a lot of sense. So you would be a good candidate without knowing all the details. And, you know, that's where the devil is in those little details. It would seem to be a reasonable thing if your doctor wants to do it and should free you up from having to take drops and having to worry about this in the future. How'd you get, by the way, the retinal detachment? Was that traumatic or it just happened to you?
No, it was traumatic.
Mm.
I have cataracts, glaucoma, and... I had the retinal detachment after they did the cataract surgery. They noticed I had a retinal detachment.
Wow. Wow. As I said, it can often be a domino effect. What happened to your eye? What traumatized it?
I was jumped and kicked in the eye numerous times.
Oh, gosh. I'm so sorry. Terrible. Well, listen, preserving the vision that you have in it is going to be the fight. If an eye, you know, is not able to see at all, then there's less reason to get aggressive, but it still seems to be better to keep an eyeball, you know, in your head. Whatever you see out of it is considered to be a positive. So, this is just going to be an uphill battle. And I would say this, considering what you've been through, this ought to solve the glaucoma problem and then let's see if that eye settles down. All right. That's the program. Join us for the next one, won't you? Until then, as always. Be well.
Spring is here, and that means spring cleaning. Getting rid of stuff you don't need, like big electric bills. That's right, summer comes along and everyone's at home using power. The AC's running strong, refrigerators are working overtime. Well, this year, throw out those big electric bills and replace them with clean solar savings from SolarCity. And you know what? You can afford it. With a SolarCity solar lease, installation is free, and it's zero down. There's no upfront cost, just a low monthly payment that can actually be up to 15% less than what you're paying now for electricity. But you have to act now, or you could miss the big summer solar season when the days are long and your SolarCity system is spinning your electric meter backward. Find out how much you can save with our zero down 15-year lease. There's no payment due at lease signing. For more information, visit SolarCity.com or call 877-599-SOLAR. That's 877-599-SOLAR. Solar City, we're changing the world, one home at a time.
Making March meaningful at your neighborhood independent grocer not only means great prices, but the local guy is also giving away great prizes, like the grand prize, a 65-inch Sony Bravia. Stop by your nearest CIGA member grocer and register to win. No purchase necessary. Must be 18 or older. Contest ends March 21st. You want the best for your family, but you also like to save money. That's why your independent grocer is proud to offer Natural Directions organic products like milk, cereal, juice, vegetables, beans, and many more. They're all USDA. USDA certified organic and free of artificial flavors, artificial colors, preservatives, and hormones. It's no secret, feeding your family healthy organic food doesn't have to cost a lot. So try Natural Directions today, where they're making organics affordable. Look for the bright and sunny package on your independent grocer shelves. No one serves neighborhood families better than the local guy. Proud members of the California Independent Grocers Association, like Twain Heart Market in Twain Heart, Winton Supermarket in Winton, and Foods Etc. in Clear Lake.
So when we talked about several months back, hey, it's Gil Gross, everybody.